Sequatchie Valley Institute had its genesis in 1971 as a family-based homestead on the side of the Cumberland Plateau. This is according to the Sequatchie Valley Institute website. The 300-acre homestead was begun by Johnny and Carol Kimmons, both professors of biology at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Since 1996, this unique setting has evolved into a learning center and a model for sustainable living, a nonprofit educational organization. Asha Ironwood has been living at Moonshadow, the grounds of Sequatchie Valley Institute, since 1995. Ironwood is one of the founding members of the Food for Life workshop at SVI. Food for Life in the New Millennium is an annual event held at Sequatchie Valley Institute in Dunlap, Tennessee.
Food for Life is a workshop that we've been doing. This is our 11th year doing it. And it was started around pre-Y2K, the fears and concerns that people had. They wanted to learn how to grow their own food and how to can it and preserve it. And we had a huge, huge turnout that year. And every year we've grown our presenters list and have had hundreds of people come through for the workshop. So during Food for Life, we teach everything from practical aspects of food production, and we talk about the political aspects as well. So we'll teach about how to make fermented foods like wine and mead and champagne and miso and sauerkraut and kimchi, tempeh, to learning about permaculture and organic gardening. And then we'll also have discussions about food and water issues around the world and biodynamics and different nutrition aspects, and it encompasses everything. It started out as a full 11-day workshop, and then went down to about 4 days, and this year we're bringing it back to its original splendor of 11 days, and we have 25 different presenters coming this year from all over the region. Mostly there's folks coming to talk about mushroom cultivation, there's people who are doing theater workshops about food, there's folks who are presenting films, there are people who are going to be teaching about how to make chocolate and all sorts of different kinds of workshops. Bread. The folks from Need Loves are coming to teach about bread. It's going to be a fantastic year for Food for Life.
Asha Ironwood holds a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Film and Television from New York University's Tisch School for the Arts. After graduation from NYU, Asha founded Media Rights, a small nonprofit production entity which is now a part of the Sequatchie Valley Institute. Asha has done video work on a wide range of issues, including the resistance at the nearby Watts Bar nuclear facility, the hydroelectric development of James Bay in Canada, and an hour-long documentary video entitled Invasion of the Chip Mills.
I first started thinking about food issues when I was in college. I was going to school in New York City, and I was thinking for the first time about the sources of everything, and the sources of my food, sources of my energy production, and how those things were affecting the world around me. And I spent some time up in northern Quebec in James Bay working on a video production about the Cree and the Inuit people whose whole cultures were being demolished by our energy abuse, basically, from hydroelectric dams that were producing energy that would go all the way down to New York City. And it made me question everything. And while I was there, I was eating every kind of meat because they hunted and trapped for all of their meat. And I ate moose and goose and caribou and bear and rabbit. And when I came back, I just couldn't eat conventional meat anymore. It didn't make sense to me. So I became vegan. And 13 years later, I was starting to question that and thinking, you know, was that really the best answer either? That maybe it would be a good idea to eat local. And that the meat that I eat from the Sequatchie Cove farm down the road compared to a pound of tofu from who knows where, monocropped and packaged and sent all the way, you know, across the ocean. It just started to make sense to me that veganism wasn't necessarily the answer. So those are the issues that were coming about for me. And learning how to take care of myself was important. Learning how to grow it and how to preserve it and how to prepare it. So those are the kinds of things that we all need to learn about, I think.
The Food for Life in the New Millennium workshop will be held this year, May 21st through 31st, 2009. The gathering will include workshops on different methods of cooking and diet choices, snacks for kids, health and nutrition, edible and medicinal plants, permacultural techniques, theoretical and political explorations of the social and ecological implications of industrial agriculture and genetic engineering, and sustainability, community-based food systems. All of the workshops at the Sequatchie Valley Institute are intentionally affordable using a sliding scale, and there is a food exchange available.
People can register for Food for Life on our website, and it's possible to just do one workshop or one day or the whole 11 days or however folks want to do it. The fee is a sliding scale fee from $25 to $50 for the day. And then we also have a trade that people can do for like a food trade. So folks can pay a low end of $10 in cash and $15 in food trade. So if they get sponsored by a grocery store or know a farmer, then they can do it that way. And if they're just coming for a single workshop, it's $10 for the workshop and $5 for single meals. The fee includes camping. And we will be making three meals a day. Everybody who comes gets to help participate in cooking at least one meal for the weekend, which is another great skill to learn.
For more information about the Food for Life in the New Millennium Workshop, go to svionline.org or call 423-949-5922. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.